Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Coaching for Performance by Sir John Whitmore. This book is a cornerstone in the field of performance coaching, providing foundational methods that sparked the birth of the multi-million dollar business coaching industry. Celebrating its 25th anniversary, this edition revitalizes the renowned GROW model, reflecting on over two decades of advancements in coaching practices. Coaching for Performance is essential reading for leaders and coaches worldwide who aspire to enhance their effectiveness and the productivity of their teams. It equips readers with transformative insights and practical tools to foster an environment of professional growth and optimal performance. About the author, Sir John Whitmore was a trailblazer in performance coaching, transitioning from a successful career in professional race car driving to developing revolutionary coaching techniques. His methodologies, including the GROW model, have significantly shaped the landscape of business and leadership coaching. Following his profound contributions, Sir John passed away in 2017, shortly after the completion of this seminal edition. This book is particularly beneficial for leaders seeking innovative strategies for inspiration, coaches aiming to master the performance coaching method, and anyone interested in elevating team performance. Join us as we explore how Coaching for Performance can transform your approach to leadership and coaching. Coaching for Performance: The Principles and Practice of Coaching and Leadership. Introduction: Explore the transformative power of coaching. From the racetracks to the boardrooms, Sir John Whitmore's journey as a coach has had a profound impact on modern business practices. Whitmore's Coaching for Performance, first released in 1992, introduced a radical idea that the techniques used to train athletes could be adapted to enhance performance in the business realm. This concept has since revolutionized the way leadership and performance coaching are understood and implemented in companies worldwide. In the early 1980s, Whitmore established Performance Consultants, which became a pioneering force in leadership and performance coaching. His collaboration with the renowned management consulting firm McKinsey further refined his techniques into what is now celebrated as the GROW model. This framework has become a cornerstone of effective business coaching and has helped fuel the explosive growth of the industry. Today, the evolution of leadership styles toward emotional intelligence shows no signs of slowing down. The traditional methods of carrot and stick motivation are being replaced by a deeper understanding that organizations must provide meaningful experiences to their employees to thrive. This shift necessitates leaders who are not just managers but also coaches, individuals capable of empowering others to navigate personal challenges and excel at their jobs. Whitmore's landmark publication, now in its 25th anniversary edition, encapsulates a quarter century of insights and lessons on fostering high-performance cultures. An indispensable resource, this book equips leaders and coaches with the necessary skills to nurture emotionally intelligent and autonomous teams. In this overview, you'll be introduced to the four pillars of the GROW model: goals, reality, options, and will. Understanding and applying these principles can profoundly impact how you lead and enable your team to achieve exceptional results. Let's dive into the core concepts that can transform coaching into a powerful vehicle for performance enhancement. Part 1: Unlocking Potential Through Coaching. Imagine coaching as the art of journeying alongside someone as they seek to unlock their full potential. It's not just about instructing or providing answers, but rather fostering a deep relationship that empowers the individual to overcome internal barriers that may stymie their personal and professional growth. To better understand the nuanced dynamic of coaching, let's contrast it with mentoring. Mentorship involves the transfer of knowledge from a mentor to mentee, largely driven by the mentor's experiences and focused on their ability to impart wisdom. In essence, learning in a mentorship is derived from being told what to do based on others' experiences. Coaching, however, operates on a different premise. It centers on the unique experiences and challenges faced by the coachee. As a coach, your role revolves around guiding coachees through internal struggles, such as self-doubt, unfulfillment, or motivational lapses, leveraging principles of awareness and accountability. These principles underscore the importance of both self-awareness and social responsibility. Acknowledging one's personal development needs and how one's actions affect others. Coaching encourages individuals to take charge of their own growth, fostering intrinsic motivation and self-sufficiency. Yet, the effectiveness of a coach begins with self-reflection. Before you can effectively coach others, you must practice self-coaching, embracing personal responsibility and heightened awareness in your own life. This involves cultivating the difficult yet crucial skill of listening more than speaking. This approach was tested by the Financial Times when team leader Oliver Duplain implemented coaching techniques within his team. Initially, he felt a diminishment of power, but soon recognized that the empowerment of his team led to a tenfold increase in output, affirming the value of this coaching investment. As we delve into the GROW model, remember these foundational principles. Sir John Whitmore stressed that the potency of the GROW model is maximized when integrated with emotional intelligence. This involves posing thoughtful questions and engaging in active listening, fostering a space where the coachee feels understood and not judged. In detailing the GROW model next, we'll explore specific questions that stimulate reflection and engagement, always keeping the focus squarely on the coachee's experience and growth. Part 2, Setting the Stage with Goals. The GROW model begins with the pivotal step of goal setting. Sir John Whitmore expertly outlines a structured approach to goal definition that cascades from the abstract to the concrete, ensuring both clarity and inspiration for the coachee. At the apex are the dream goals, vast, often nebulous aspirations that form the core of a coachee's ambitions. These goals act as the foundation, the deep-seated whys that drive all subsequent objectives. Though seemingly intangible, these dream goals kindle the motivational fires necessary for sustained engagement. Descending from these lofty heights, we find the end goals. These translate the ethereal aspects of dream goals into tangible targets. What precisely does the coachee wish to achieve? How will their dream materialize in the real world? These goals begin to sketch the outline of the dream into achievable outcomes. Next in line are performance goals. These are the bridges between end goals and daily actions, comprising specific, measurable steps designed to pave the path to the end goals. They often include timelines or benchmarks, which help in tracking progress and maintaining focus. At the ground level lie the process goals, which detail the day-to-day activities and behaviors that underpin higher goals. These are the actionable steps your coachee will engage with routinely to inch closer to their milestones. The role of a coach in this framework is not to dictate these goals, but to facilitate their discovery and refinement by the coachee. Empowering coachees to define their own goals fosters greater ownership and commitment to the achievement of these goals. Powerful questioning techniques can greatly enhance this process. Queries like, "What does success look like for you?" or "How do you envision yourself once you've achieved this goal?" help in clarifying and concretizing goals. Starting from broader dream goals and funneling down to specific process goals can organize thoughts and strategies effectively. For leaders transitioning to a coaching style, relinquishing the task of goal setting can be challenging yet rewarding. Encouraging team members to define their own process, goals not only boosts their intrinsic motivation, but also enhances overall performance. This empowerment is crucial in building a proactive and self-sustaining team. Part 3, Navigating the Reality in Coaching. Delving into reality, the second cornerstone of the GROW model, reveals the crucial step of understanding where you currently stand on your journey. Unlike traditional assessments that might focus merely on quantitative data, this stage in coaching is about peering deeper into the root causes behind the observable issues. At this juncture, the power of inquiry plays a significant role, However, the manner of questioning is pivotal. Let's consider the impact of different types of questions. For instance, asking someone, "Why did you do that?" often triggers a defensive response, compelling the person to justify their actions rather than examine them. This can obscure the clarity and honesty needed for effective coaching. On the contrary, consider the question, "What factors influenced your decision?" This framing shifts the dialogue from a potentially accusatory tone to one that invites objective analysis and reflection. It's a simple tweak in wording, but can radically alter the response and insight gained during the coaching session. Questions crafted in this manner are designed to lead to a deeper self-awareness and understanding. They should stir the coachee to think critically and offer insights that are not just reflexive but reflective. Some potent questions to employ could include, "What concerns you the most right now?" "What steps have you already taken?" Or, "What resources do you feel you lack to proceed?" It may also be beneficial to integrate queries about physical and emotional states to enhance self-awareness. Questions like, "How did you position yourself during that meeting?" or "What were your predominant thoughts prior to the event?" can unlock cues about one's physical and emotional engagement in various situations. This heightened awareness can often lead individuals to self-correct or adjust their behaviors and approaches naturally. Ultimately, coaching through the reality stage is about helping the coachee cultivate both awareness and accountability, essential skills in performance coaching that enable deeper personal growth and more effective problem solving. Part 4, exploring options in the coaching journey. The options phase of the GROW model is a dynamic exploration of potential paths forward. This stage is not about zeroing in on a singular solution immediately, but rather about expanding the horizon of possibilities and challenging pre-existing assumptions that may limit creative thinking. In this phase, the goal is to brainstorm a myriad of actions that could potentially address the coachee's goals and challenges. It's crucial to encourage a mindset where no idea is too outlandish and where conventional constraints are temporarily set aside. For example, confronting typical objections like, "We don't have the budget," with questions like, "What would you do if the budget were unlimited?" can unlock imaginative responses that might not have been considered under normal circumstances. Such hypothetical questions are powerful tools in coaching. They allow for a deep dive into the realm of what could be rather than what is, fostering an environment where the coachee can think more broadly and ambitively. While some ideas generated during this process may not be immediately actionable due to practical constraints, they can catalyze innovative thinking and possibly identify long-term objectives. Creating a safe and non-judgmental space is vital for this sort of exploratory conversation. It's essential for coachees to feel that their ideas are valued and not subject to immediate scrutiny or dismissal. The adage, "There are no bad ideas," should be a practiced truth in this setting, not just an empty phrase. Pay attention to your own reactions as a coach, your body language, the questions you pose, and any biases you might carry, as these can all influence the dynamics of the session. Once the coachee has fully articulated their thoughts and exhausted their ideas, you might find an appropriate moment to introduce your own suggestions if you have them. Always ask for permission before doing so to maintain respect for the coachee's autonomy. Offer your ideas as additional options for consideration, allowing them to evaluate and build upon these suggestions without feeling pressured. At this stage, emphasizing that finding the right path is a collaborative and creative process rather than a directive one can greatly enhance the coachee's engagement and ownership of their developmental journey. Part 5, activating will to drive action. The culmination of the GROW model is the will phase, which focuses squarely on transforming discussions and ideas into tangible actions. This stage is pivotal because without the will, the intention and commitment, the insights and options explored earlier remain purely theoretical. Sir John Whitmore emphasizes the importance of this stage by breaking it down into two critical components. The first involves setting up accountability, This means having the coachee articulate what actions they intend to take, defining clear, measurable outcomes, and establishing a realistic timeline for these actions. By vocalizing their commitment, the coachee not only clarifies their intent but also reinforces their responsibility to follow through. To initiate this process, start by asking directive yet open-ended questions like, "What step are you going to take now?" or "When do you plan to initiate this action?" These questions serve to narrow down the options to a focused plan. Follow up with additional queries to help them visualize and prepare for potential hurdles. What challenges might you encounter? What kind of support will you need? Who needs to be informed about your plans? By systematically addressing these points, the coachee builds a robust action plan, bolstering their confidence and commitment to the path they have chosen. Asking them to rate their commitment level on a scale from 1 to 10 and discussing what could enhance their commitment further personalizes and solidifies their resolve. The second crucial element of will is establishing a follow-up and feedback mechanism. Agree on a future date to review progress. This meeting is not just about accountability. It's a vital opportunity for learning and adaptation. Success is celebrated, and any setbacks are analyzed constructively. Questions such as, "What worked well? What obstacles did you face?" and "How could your plan be adjusted for better results next time?" help turn experiences, good or bad, into valuable lessons. This dual focus on accountability and iterative learning ultimately drives high performance, underlining the transformative power of commitment and thoughtful action in the coaching process. Part 6: Applying Coaching Strategies in Real Scenarios. After exploring the essentials of the GROW model and coaching principles, it's instrumental to look at how these methodologies manifest in real-world settings, ranging from individual sessions to team dynamics. Formal coaching, often referred to as one-on-one coaching, is a prevalent approach where a dedicated coach works individually with a coachee. This method emphasizes a personalized development journey. For such relationships to thrive, foundational elements like trust and confidentiality must be firmly established. Initial discussions should cover logistics, boundaries, personal values, and clear expectations for the coaching sessions, ensuring both parties are aligned and committed. Beyond individual coaching, there's also significant merit in team coaching. This variant shifts focus from individual development to collective growth, fostering a shared understanding and mutual accountability within the team. Here, the conversation changes from "What's your goal?" to "What's our goal?" transforming the coaching experience into a collaborative, group-centric endeavor. This not only helps in aligning team objectives, but also in pooling resources and ideas for a united vision. In team settings, the objective often extends beyond transactional interactions to cultivating a broader coaching culture. This culture is vitally important in contemporary workplaces, which may be marked by geographical dispersion or cross-functional teams. Building this culture requires more than just implementing standard practices. It involves a deep-rooted change in organizational ethos, with leadership playing a critical catalyst role. Whether coaching one-on-one or in groups, it's crucial to understand that development is cyclical rather than linear. This cyclical nature aligns well with lean business principles, emphasizing continuous improvement and iterative learning. As such, the stages of the GROW model might be revisited multiple times, adapting to evolving goals, realities, options, and commitments. Ultimately, regardless of the format, whether individual or team, the core of coaching remains consistent. It's all about fostering human development and enabling people to realize their potential. As coaches and leaders, maintaining a steadfast focus on nurturing growth and adaptation ensures that coaching interventions deliver substantial and sustainable impacts. Final summary. Our exploration of the foundational principles of coaching, awareness and responsibility, highlights their enduring relevance in today's demanding corporate culture. Emotional intelligence has not only become a pivotal component of effective leadership, but is increasingly recognized as a crucial aspect of personal development. The GROW model, a legacy of Sir John Whitmore, serves as a robust framework that coaches and leaders can utilize to foster the growth of others. Each phase of the model is a step in the developmental journey, beginning with setting clear goals. Here, coaches can tap into the aspirations of their coachees, helping them articulate what they wish to achieve both professionally and personally. The process continues by grounding these aspirations in reality, using incisive, thoughtful questioning to uncover not just the symptoms, but the root causes of any challenges. With a realistic understanding in place, the brainstorming of options follows. This stage encourages breaking through preconceived notions, broadening the realm of what is perceived as possible, and stirring enthusiasm for new possibilities. With a variety of potential paths identified, the final stage, will, is about converting these options into a concrete action plan, underpinned by the coachee's personal commitment and determination. This is where visions start to transform into reality, guided by a clear intention and a structured approach. While Sir John Whitmore passed away in 2017, his influence on the realm of coaching and leadership continues to resonate widely. The GROW model remains a globally recognized and respected tool in the coaching field. If there is one overarching lesson to draw from the 25th anniversary edition of Coaching for Performance, it is the indispensable role of responsibility and awareness in all coaching endeavors. True high performance begins with an understanding and application of these core principles, both within ourselves and in our interactions with others. This integration of personal growth and leadership development ultimately shapes not only successful individuals, but also thriving organizations. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.